Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for September 24th, 2019 at 7:20 PM. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will start with the public comment. I know we just had two public hearings, but if there's anything else that we public wants, you get your 2 minutes of fame.
Do I have to sit in the chair?
You have to sit in the chair. Need your name and address and favorite color, not your color.
My name is Truly Rockin' Too. And I just was wondering if somebody could address the issues that happened last 24, 48, 36 hours, and somebody getting one of that.
That's actually a work in progress, and we're hoping to have more information very, very soon.
And how will that be displayed to the community?
What information I can share, I will share out on Facebook, and as well as, I believe, there'll be a message that will come from City Hall as well.
Is the goings on a threat to the community, or is it just an isolated case from Cannon's Rec, correct?
That I can give you an answer to the point that it's not an ongoing threat.
I'm also concerned about, I just think we have a problem down there, and I think everybody knows it, but that's just my opinion, because I've experienced that in the last year and a half. It is concerning. So I just wanted to be known.
We appreciate it.
And how can we fix it? How can we not have that kind of stuff in our community?
I guess what I would encourage, the biggest thing I can encourage to you and the rest of the public, is that if you see something, say something. I mean, that's the biggest thing. A lot of times people are just like, what's going on? Something going on over there again, and put blinders on. If you want things to get done, things have to be said. And what I mean by that is, any suspicious activity, anything that possibly going on or you witness, has to be called into the sheriff's office. Not City Hall's good, but it really needs to go to the sheriff's office so it gets documented.
I have a wonderful neighborhood watch. It's 24 hours a day.
and I think it's really important that people call it in, because if it doesn't get called in, and then it just, nothing gets done.
And I have called the authorities.
Okay.
And I get a Snapchat that says, what's the deputy doing at your house? So it makes me kind of go, bleh.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know there's a concern. And you guys know something? Share
well. We will. We'll touch out whenever they're able to release something to the public. Then we'll try to disperse that also from the city standpoint to the public, and whatever we get from the sheriff's office.
So if I have a gut feeling that my life is in danger, but it's just a gut feeling, and then I say, you know what, that is all in my head, it's not really, and then it repeats again, and then it's kind of like, you know what, it's a gut feeling. And how can you write up a gut feeling?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it's the old innocent till proven guilty, right?
It's kind of living in a democracy.
Shut off the mic.
Thank you.
You gotta do like one lady asked me what I would do if I was a woman. I said, well, number one is I'd get myself a cell phone, make sure I had a cell phone when I went for a walk. Number two, I'd probably try to find somebody to walk with me, but if you can't, number three would be a can of pepper spray, and number four would be a gun. Now turn that around, what becomes number four? That becomes number one.
Any other public comments? Otherwise, we'll move on then to approving the agenda and adoption.
Okay, so before you go on anything, Chris, sorry, that was supposed to be the front page of the agenda there. So what I would like to note on the council's agendas is that I have moved the temporary on-sale liquor license for the Hamburg Lions Club to the consent agenda for the Hamburg Fire Department Steak Fry, and also would like to add the approval of the temporary on-sale liquor license for the Hamburg Lions Club for October 26, 2019.
Any other additions, deletions? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Motion's been made and approved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. I move on to the consent agenda. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Chief, you're up in the hot seat.
Evening, Council Mayor.
Hey, evening.
Well, I was going to talk about liquor licenses, but apparently that can be discussed any further. Remy Hall. Remy, I have granted her a leave of absence from the fire department. I'm not sure if I should have probably consulted council first on this, but Remy has gone out to Utah to start school. So, kind of the way our bylaws are written up with the city, I'm sure with this part of it, the leave of absence, it's initially a 6 month, it's extended to 6 months. With her attending school and talking to Remy before she left, she wants to remain with the Amber Fire Department. So I made an agreement with her that over summer, when she's back here in town, that she will be reissued a pager, be back to coming to trainings, meetings, back as a member of the fire department. She's home over a long spring break or winter break type deal. Same thing would apply. So she would be able to kind of maintain a semi-status within the fire department, yet under kind of a leave of absence, and that we would allow her to do this to determine how long it takes her to go through school versus just doing our 6 month and 1 year. But she has to meet the terms of being back here. She's also going to work on getting her EMR out there while she's in Utah. And I also told her that she'd have to live within our district to make that happen as well. I guess more, she's already left. She left her in the office. But I was just kind of making sure the council's okay with that. Then this is something you guys are to look to as well. I talked to over the officers, they're all in the community. This would be a good opportunity for him to be able to maintain some sort of connection back here. You put it there. She was also one of our fire explorers for about 5-6 years. So she really enjoys fire service and she did a lot of design. She also didn't want to, she had in the past, as you know. She really didn't want to go through that route either, but with her mom moving and her out of the fire district, there wasn't a whole lot of options with that. IC school was a little bit more of a special case.
Jeremy, is there anything within our guidelines or handbook that we would need to address other than maybe what the AHFD has already done?
My thing would be is that we just adhere to, you know, the bylaws, because what was the bylaws?
Well,
6 months?
It's a 6 month extendable, another 6 month period for 1 year, and then it kind of terminates. Okay. But obviously, school's going to take her.
Right.
Most people pay for her.
Basically, since
she's going for nursing, which, if she were, her intention is to come back to the Twin Cities in Minneapolis area, and hopefully, Amber is my hope with her. To have a nurse and medical staff, but that's what I'm referring to, is not
with her coming back intermittently, would that have a change in that?
I don't know, because I kind of looked at the bylaws in there. That's all it really spells out. It's pretty vague otherwise.
What?
I mean, as far as, you know, that 6 months and then six.
Yeah. That,
but then we don't talk about any intermittent.
We don't talk about intermediate.
You know,
I've somewhat, in the way I've discussed it with her, created kind of a new area and realm that doesn't totally exist. We could try and amend something for a special case such as, you know, school or military. I don't even know if we have anything in there.
I think we have, I think military there is.
Yeah, but to me, school should be something that should be able to, you know, it's not,
be no different than anybody living here and even going to Mankato for, you know.
Exactly. I mean, it could be in St. Cloud for
right.
4 months for college for a semester, come back on Sunday, but granted, she's a big deal. But, I think we should have something in there for these types of scenarios.
Is that something maybe want to run by Matt?
Yeah.
Just to, you know, CYA?
Yeah.
I think it sounds like you guys have done your due diligence with her, and she's got a good understanding of what she wants to do, and you guys are out of her education-wise. But I think just for the city's sake,
let's make the Ravens match.
Well, just so that we're not running afoul for her, let alone not only for the fire department, but for her as well.
Your case precedent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for the next time it comes up, it's kind of like I was talking to someone earlier today, you have laws, and then they're like, ooh, that doesn't cover that. We better rewrite that law. Right? So I think it's kind of one of them learning experiences, I think. Just cover all ends.
Okay. Yeah, we can work something like that. I can bring it to you guys.
No, I'll talk to Mac about it, our attorney, to see what we can do or what wording maybe we should add. Then anything else while we're thinking of adding it, or any other circumstances you think would be you'd want to consider?
My guess or my gut feeling the way we have that is 6 months or a year is to cover different things, like say you have a family medical deal.
Right.
You need 6 months to take care of a family member or something like that. You know what I mean? Or you had some other reason that you needed a separation for 6 months or a year to come back. But that is exactly what they
want. Right.
That's just my guess.
Well, check with Mac and see what he says, and then we'll reconvene and determine if we're still on the right course of action.
Okay. I mean, at this point, we have what made it here.
Any questions for the chief?
October 5th, 4 tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, then we'll move on to old city business. We'll start with you, Tom, with the variance for 4E Grad Street, as we discussed or was talked about in the public hearing. We need a variance for, 5 feet in the back and 2 feet on the sides. Any other thoughts, questions from council? Otherwise, we've heard everything, we've seen everything. I'll entertain a motion if we want to, or whoever we said what.
I make a motion that we grant the variance for parcel 45.200020. Can I get them all?
Oh, yeah, I think so. We'll see if I can repeat them.
480 Grad Street makes it easier.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve variance request for parcel 45.200020. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Start building, Tom.
For the tables.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nick, your turn up there. As we've heard and discussed over the public hearing and a couple other meetings, looks like we need a variance for a 5 foot setback and 19 foot front variance, correct?
Correct. 5 foot back and 19 for the front.
No other questions or comments or concerns. I entertain a motion as we had previously done for the other variance and the subdivision.
And for the minor subdivision, yes.
I move to approve the subdivision and the variance of 19 feet in the front and 5 feet in the back for parcel ID 45.7000010.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision and variance request for parcel number 45.7000010. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Have at it.
All right, so Nick, what I'll do is I'll get in touch with our planner on putting something together for that subdivision, because what we're going to need to do is split them lots. So, yeah, so I'll start getting going and working on that and get that put together and keep you in the loop.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, then we'll move on then to water tower updates.
All right, so really not much to update other than, you know, they've started delivering some of the bigger type materials. So now if you go back there, you can see the base has been delivered, and they're still on schedule first week of October to start putting it together. So, and then I just finished up my 7 work sheets for PFA. So I think, I'm hoping we have everything there for the PFA loan. So we should be good. They're looking to kind of September 30th, I think, is when we'll have an idea the amount that we'll be requesting and then what our interest rate will be. So I'm hoping for next meeting I'll have that interest rate.
Perfect. Any other questions from council? Did we get notifying everybody over here that stuff's being delivered and whatnot?
Well, we were, and then we were waiting for them to let us know when they were going to deliver, and they just showed up.
Oh, okay.
Remember that, Tamara? Because I said to you, I said, yep. Well, thanks for the notice.
Yep.
So I could give them an idea, and all of a sudden, boom, they were here. Was it Friday? Right? I think they delivered it Friday.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Any questions? No. Move on then to new business, solicitor's permit.
So just one thing I want to point out, you as council, you have a copy of the permit, not available to the public because there's private, some private info on there. So I'll just make you aware of that, that you may want to either maybe hand that back to me or dispose of that after the meeting, but it is in there for your reference.
Any questions from council? Otherwise, I will need a motion to approve the solicitor.
Just exactly, as we remember this, what exactly is he looking for? Door to door?
Yeah, door to door for, you know, investments and, you know, financing. Is it Edward Jones?
Yeah.
Right?
Is this, you know, this guy? This?
No. He's a
very young. Yeah.
He was already in town and I saw him in the evening one night on my way home, and I wondered who he was. And then the next day, he pulled in here and walked across the street and knocked on the door. So I went out and asked him who he was with, and thus I made him fill out this.
I personally am not in favor of door knockers, but that's just me. Because I know there's a lot of older people in this town, and there's a lot of people that just had a young lady up there telling us how scared she is in this town. As far as I'm concerned, guys, I say let them have an office and they can make a phone call and make an appointment with you.
I agree also.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them know. Bids for the park restroom.
Well, I still have 2 more people that are going to bid on the project, so I will probably give them till the next meeting, then that's it.
Okay. You want my buddy?
Yeah.
The other one, my buddy?
Yeah.
You guys got to pick better buttons.
But I do have 2 bids though, so.
Alright, well then we'll move on then to the 2020 proposed tax levy budget, because I bet you that's what everybody's hanging around for. Well, I don't have to.
You could care less.
Well, we'll just go right to the fire department budget then, right away, huh?
What did we slash?
Alright, so we've been in discussions for the past, you know, good month here. And at, per the last meeting, I made the changes we discussed.
Oh, no.
Or else stop, did your wife tell you what I was gonna do when I stopped to see you?
No.
Just remember the microphone is still wrong.
Oh.
As Jeremy finishes what he's doing there, just remind everybody.
He's just gonna pull it up for everybody.
Preliminary levy. Remember, and we've talked about this in the past, whatever we set it at today, we can always go lower. We cannot go higher. So whatever we decide this evening, no matter what the number is, doesn't necessarily mean what it has to be in December. This means we can't go higher.
Alright, so the budget you have in front of you is not correct. I just looked at that. That is not...
2018
to go. Yeah. So hold on one sec, bear with me. I'm sorry, I've been under the weather today and I am not functioning very well, obviously. Let's try.
So while Jeremy's pulling up, was there anything else that anybody had that we wanted to consider adding into the budget above and beyond what we've already talked about?
So I'll go over the main things.
You're not going to get a helipad.
I would like a deep sink with a big sprayer on it.
I did say that.
What are you thinking that is? Deep sink. About $1,000 job for sink and put it in. Okay. So if there's nothing else, I'll kind of go over the big ticket items we discussed. So the big thing was legal fees. It's pending litigation that we have going right now. So we've increased that from, on average, it's $5,000 to $6,000 a year. But as you can see, for 19 it was 20,000, and it's probably going to be about 40,000 for 2020 budget. The other thing is policing, which we've talked about, 6.3%. We've talked about that numerous times. Only real changes in fire department is it would be great to know what our contribution is. I don't know if you, Nick, have any idea on that, or so I guess we're still kind of in limbo on that number, but
Nick or Chief, do you guys remember the projections when we did the study with Para? I thought they had given us potential projections based on a certain assumption of market return. I couldn't find it in my notes. I was looking for it today too.
Or otherwise, do you guys have a contact for Para?
Yeah, sure.
That you could just email to me?
Yeah.
And I can probably try to reach out to them and find out what we're looking at for 2020? Yeah. And then as far as in the fire department budget too for equipment, basically the increase, $2,700 increase there is what we talked about with the increased prices in gear. Streets, what we talked about is just having $5,000 in there for seal coating. So we've reduced that from 15 down to 5. That other 10 we put towards future capital improvements. Kind of tentatively right now I've earmarked that for seal coating the parking lots in the park. And then also what I had added in there and built into the budget was the re-roofing of the food stand. So we looked at $5,000-$6,000 there. And that may be a little on the high side. It depends on whether we do shingles versus steel roof. And then as we've talked, community hall, we've kind of roughly kept that the same to add in $20,000 there for what we've talked about past couple months here with the redoing the north driveway there and fixing up that retaining wall. So them are all the things that at the last workshop that we did. And in here, this line, you can see that typically we have, you know, 14,000 in there. The additional 10,000 is for future street improvements, which we've talked about taking out a seal coating for the year. So roughly what we're looking at minus any things we want to add, if we want to put a sink or any other things on the wish list, now's the time to add them in there. But you know, right now we're sitting at a deficit of about $3,200, which is less than a 1% increase.
Isn't a 1% like 42%
right now? Ew, 1% is, hold on 1 second. About 4,700. Yep.
Council thoughts? As far as changes that we want to add in, again, like I said, you can set the preliminary levy wherever we want and allocate the funds accordingly. Just whatever we set the preliminary levy at, we can't go below. So if something comes up between now and December, and we
can't
need,
go
or can't go above, yeah.
Can't go above.
We can't go above that number. So if we set the preliminary levy at 5, and all of a sudden one of our main lines blows up, and we got to allocate money in for the future, we may not be able to absorb it. Not to say that, you know, God forbid anything happens, but knock on wood.
So 1% is about $5,000.
Yeah.
So the man with the numbers, what do you suggest? Where do you feel comfortable?
You know, we've always gone high. And I know people get excited, but we have always worked that down. You know, to, you know, try to keep it, you know, what have we been the last a few years.
And we've been doing a lot of projects too over the last 4 or 5 years.
Right. It's always been around 13, 12, 13 someplace in that area.
Actually, we've been, actually, I think better than that. We've been trying to keep it around, you know, around 5%, you know, is where we've been.
Ending up.
Where we've ended up.
Yeah, where we've ended up. But we've usually proposed 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, right around that 10 usually. But I mean, this year looking at it, like I said, my biggest concern is, well, where will this litigation go?
Where all these legal fees are going to come in. And you know where that looks. And
right.
And the snow plowing.
That,
and there are two.
Yeah, them are two. Yep. Them are kind of two unknowns. I mean, we know the repairs we got to do. Like I said, the last 3 years we've done a lot of them. But like I said, there is always something that comes up that you don't catch, or you know, that's hidden by a good paint, and then that paint lets go, and all of a sudden you gotta, you know. So you know, I mean, like I always say, you know, minimum, you know, if you do 5%, you're still leaving the city with, you know, $20,000 cush if there were things to come up, or we could get closer to December, we get a better feel of what our attorney fees are going to be. I mean, I've gotten ballpark numbers from roughly around that 40 to 50 grand.
So in regards to para,
she found the email we were looking for. Did we set the limit at, did we raise it to 2,000? We ended at 1,800. So as of March 19, 2018, the letter from Para to us said that our estimated contribution for this year would be 8,179.
So we better put
3,500 or something?
Yeah, it's just basically what was last year, so we might want to bump that. Yeah, that was what it was in 18. 19 is 36.95, and then this year will be, so we want to say probably 8,200.
Yeah,
that depends on investments and everything, so.
Yeah, the market's been all over the place. And we still have 25,000, 24,000 in special funding.
I'm going to make that red because that's
that's the best numbers I got for you, Chris.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And that's, and that, according to Para, based on certain assumptions that they made in market conditions and things of that nature, that, that would fund the current obligation 85%. So that's still relatively healthy when you compare it to other pension funds out there. It's always nice when you can be higher. But.
I'm going to be coming back next meeting with some information for you, so I believe it high for the time being.
Yeah, now's the time to be high. Yeah. So, you know, once we factor that in, we're about 7,700 short budget-wise, which is, you know,
1.5%.
Yeah, you put the sink in, it's 87. I don't know if there are any other items, like we said, what we talked. The only other thing I thought of possibly adding in that we didn't really have discussion on was looking at replacing the ramp lights at the community hall. Remember them old sodium lights yet? They take forever to get on, and two, I can guarantee them things suck a lot of electricity. So that'd be another thing to look at, and that was about $1,600.
Throw it in there, and I always take it out later. Not need it. Do we need any equipment upgrade in regards to the Wi-Fi at the different facilities? I know the ballpark's taken care of, but
ballpark's taken care of October. Well, I got money's in there for this year for phones and that.
So you shouldn't need anything anymore.
Shouldn't, because I think what we're looking at right now is October 2nd. We're coming out. So they'll be hooking up the city shop and changing the phones for the hall and then for the water treatment plant, and then we'll look at doing kind of a dual band router there. So they can have access in the hall, and then Greg will have a private network downstairs, and that's, yeah, that's minimum $150 for a router, and boom.
So how are you looking, how are you sitting with the city vehicle?
Oh, it's funny you bring that up.
Did it start this morning or what?
No, vehicles are fine. Greg wants a side by side. You know, Greg said it. Ultimately, for in town, it'd be the ultimate vehicle.
Yeah,
you know, for doing
everything.
But he did.
How good one does he need?
Well, that's
one with tracks and.
I don't think.
Something that's set in Falcon's garage.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something he did mention. I mean, the one thing you got to look at is that one ton is 2,000. So, you know, that's almost 20 years old.
Yeah, that's what I asked. We've got something built in ready to replace.
We have reserves, you know, for city equipment. And give me a minute, I will pull that up and let you know.
Well, is that something maybe we should look at in the future and get them something? It'd be a lot easier for them to get in and out, get around there.
Yeah, I think we should start looking at something to replace that one ton. Now, the Ranger's only got 30-some thousand miles on it, and probably get a few years out of that yet, but.
So
suppose that he could use that just to spraying that he does too, right?
Yeah.
And then dumping of the ballparks.
He said dumping, getting dirt, dumping it, all he said a lot of things.
Repairing fences.
And it does make sense.
He'd find uses for that thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I was just to Watkins and put one together for Beek. Do we have an extra 31,000? $31,390 was what I put together for him.
That's how much those things are now?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but that's loaded up.
Whoa.
Loaded. My brother got
Scotty's
one for 10.
Is worth that. I got one for 9. I got one for 9 out the door.
Yeah. My brother bought one for 10.
Hey, everybody.
You know, and if you look like equipment replacement fund, you know, we get about $100,000 in there. So there's the money available.
Oh, I'd say you should be able to get a pretty decent one for about $15,000. I mean, you're not looking at a cab or anything, but that's always stuff that you could go online and get after
market
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, council is something we want to put in the preliminary. Again, like I say, whatever we put in the preliminary, we can always yank out later. We just can't go above that number. Yeah, put it in.
Put it in there.
Yeah.
I can see where it benefits Greg.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta make him happy too.
Well, like
all he's got to
Greg said, other cities in the county he was at, their Gators were their most used vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, and you think about it, they are a nice little utility type.
Yeah, that's another thing. Another thing we could think about is, you know, the plow and snow, the sidewalks and stuff.
Yeah.
Put a plow on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that, and then, of course, the sprayer, like you said, dragging the fields out of the park.
Yeah. And if there ain't a whole lot of even parking lots, you can, if you plow on like 3-4 inches of snow, you couldn't move a lot of snow with that. Get it off the side there.
Yeah, he struggled with the Bobcat out here a couple times.
Yeah, like last year.
And then maybe some of the Bobcat life too. Okay.
What do you think?
I thought I didn't
think
it cost.
I would say put 15. You can get a pretty nice one for 15.
Yeah, the ones that are 30 have 20 AC glass. Yeah. They're darker cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put 8 in there.
Maybe use one for 8.
Put 8 in there.
Anything else, Council?
Well, one thing Greg did come in and mention that the shut off water to Norm Tolles.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Is that?
It'll be through the water fund,
okay,
that I have.
I didn't know if that would be.
Well, and that's kind of what we talked about in the budget meeting, was buying them meters versus digging up curb stops. So.
We're going to dig up and try to get wrench on the shut off.
Yeah. And even when we shut off today, that one's pretty sketchy.
Shut off two people today. One is turned back on.
Yeah, I had trouble getting on that one. That one's pretty loose too.
Because he was just saying something today, like we should spend $3,000 to dig up that and put a new one in that alley there.
Water expense, though, which would come from water user fees.
So if we add those other things in, what are we looking at now then for the final number?
All right, so 16. Let's just put them in here. Then I'll tell you. All right, so bear with me. Let's go down to City Shop. Let's make that 16,000. That will include that. Deep sink. That's going to go in here too, so that's. What did we say? Hall Light 1600? Is that it? Deep sink 1,000, hull height 1,600, side by side 15. City's contribution, we already adjusted to 82. So they were at 25.3. You know, they're that 5-6%. So I'd probably say around 5-6%.
Anything else, Council, that we want to add in there?
What are we throwing in for the streets by 1,000 a year? We bumped it up.
10.
10?
Right here. Yeah. Okay. 10,000.
That up, if you want to do this for the winter, and then we can talk a little later too.
I think Jeremy's got a pretty good handle on that from what I seen last at our workshop with our.
Yeah, with the streets 5-year plan.
Yeah, with our LGA money.
So each year we just kind of monitor that and see where we're at, if we need to add or what. I mean, like I said, we're about good, but yet. We know prices aren't going to stay the same,
no.
So yeah, we got to figure in some inflation there.
And I did talk. It's cheaper to mill and overlay than it is to grind and reshape.
Yeah.
But my only concern is like the Jacob Street out here. It's got so many dips in it.
Yeah.
To get them dips out, I think we're better off to grind it, reshape it, pave it. Where Louisa and Maria there, I think
yeah.
We can get by with
mill and overlay.
Yep.
I think I agree.
Because that won't have no huge settlements or anything like that.
Just start an alligator.
What's the harm of setting it at 10%? I mean, we typically do that anyways, knowing we're not going to touch that barring an emergency.
Yeah, we just need to find a place to put that extra 24 and change in the electric thing.
Oh, that's got to be spoken for on the.
Yeah, you kind of want to at least allocate.
Just put it somewhere. We can put it towards into streets if we want.
Yeah.
Jumbotron. I mean. You know, and typically the easiest way to do that is put it towards future capital.
Yeah.
You know, earmark it. No, I would build it into the streets. I mean, because typically that's where we put it.
I think that's what we should do. I hate like having to get too many people to talk about it. Maybe then we'll get more to show up here. The most opinion that they help us out with. And now that the Norwood Times is gone, it ain't going to hit the front page like you did.
Yeah, we don't need to get in that paper now.
We're non-existent.
We're non-existent.
We'll just change that now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh, dog.
So if we go 10%, what we'd be proposing is 551,683.
Council, any other thoughts? Questions? Well, I think we've beaten it pretty good. I mean, obviously we'll have our work ahead of us to put it more reasonable when it comes to the final. But at least this gives us room in case anything does come up between now and December when we reset the final level. There's no other further discussion, and I look for a motion to propose property tax levy for winter budget for 2020 at 551,683.
I move to set the proposed tax, our property tax levy and preliminary budget for 2020 at $551,683.
Moving seconded to set the proposed tax levy preliminary budget for 2020, City of Hamburg at $551,683. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Preliminary levy is set.
Okay, so then basically with that, I would just look for a motion to approve resolution 2019-08 setting the 2020 preliminary tax levy at $551,683 and setting a public comment meeting for the final 2020 budget. Stayed on today. December 10th, 2019 at 7 o'clock.
I move to approve resolution number 2019-08 and to set the final public comment meeting. Is that what we're calling
it? December 10th. You just be approved the resolution. It's all written in there.
Okay. Set that for December 10th, 2019 at 7 o'clock.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2019-08 and set public comment meeting for December 10th, 2019 at 7 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Move on then to council reports. Councilman Buckingham. Councilman Tracy.
Nothing.
Councilman Felton.
Just want to know where are we at with that rodent. Are we still on a plan with them, Jeremy, or what's...
The last I talked to them, gosh, that was probably about a month ago, and they didn't find nothing in the traps. So I'm almost thinking that, I think it was just muskrats.
Muskrats?
I mean, I really do. I haven't heard anything more from anyone else.
That's
heard...
what we never found in the
right.
town.
Right.
Rats.
Yeah, and in the traps that they set out, they haven't caught anything. So I almost think it's, I don't even want to say it, you know, write it off. I said it was muskrat, but I don't know what else to pursue. But they, you know, for the price we paid, they keep them there for 6 months. So I'm going to try to come out and check them monthly. So as of today, they haven't, but I'll follow up with them tomorrow. I'll make a note to follow up with them.
Have they had any complaints down there from anybody? That
I haven't heard nothing more. It's, you know, I don't know, and I don't know if that's good or bad. So, I mean, maybe if we, I can try and reach out if we see some of the neighbors in the area, ask them.
Everybody's pretty happy down there about the other properties being...
Yeah, that's gotten cleaned up, and that'll be put on the market here shortly. And but I think, too, then what we're going to have to look at pursuing is the nuisance issues. So.
That's my town again there.
Yeah.
And I'll start.
Anything else there, sir?
No, sir.
Councilman Poplar.
No.
One thing I have, two things I have. First is, I don't know if everybody got the email, but there's a Transportation Alliance annual membership meeting. Last year, the membership meeting was down in, was it North Vancouver? We took those little trains last year. But it's the 126th one. It's going to be November 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Mankato. If anybody wants to go, I will not be in town.
When is it?
November 4th. I'll forward it to you.
Okay, yeah, send that to me.
So we have time to get our name in if you want to go. I know last time there was a lot of good information that we got, and it was just helpful just to hear what they're going to be doing in the area here, whether it's the rail or water or highways. And then...
the trains have been lately.
Yeah. And then just a reminder that first Tuesday, October 1st, the mayor's in will be in, but we also will be doing a little bit of work on ordinances. So if anybody has any ideas on ordinances that they want us to focus on the preliminary side of things, let us know as well.
But I got plenty to get us started. So.
I believe that. Anything else for the good of the city? Otherwise, I look for a motion.
Before you adjourn, Chris. One thing I wanted to point out, here's the added claims list, because I printed out the wrong agenda, so any questions or concerns. Otherwise, it's added claims amounted to $35,031.58. Well, I'll tell you what, we have zero printers right now that like us. I can't get that one in there. It's not communicating. None of them are communicating. Can't get two of them aren't even working.
Right, and
I don't know if it has something to do with the server, and yeah. I'm not an IT nerd, so.
And power outages that have happened.
Yeah, that reset yeah. our server, and ever since then we've been having problems.
Yeah, so that is why a sheet of checks got wrecked. And
yeah, that's doubled up.
Yeah. Any questions, Council, in regards to what we see up on the screen? Otherwise, again, I renew my call for motion to adjourn if we're all ready to go.
Okay, motion adjourn.
Second. One second to adjourn. All there?
Aye.
Opposed? Hamburg City Council meeting is adjourned for September 24th, 2019 at 8:11.